Thank you and good morning. A Eureka police officer on patrol on N Street on Wednesday night spotted a blue minivan that matched the description of one connected to burglaries in the Henderson Center area in Eureka earlier this week. The officer contacted the woman behind the wheel and determined she was not connected to the burglaries, but she was driving without a license, and the minivan was towed. The woman then led officers to a motel room on Broadway, where they recovered items believed to have been stolen during the burglaries. Eureka police also issued a warning to residents. There were 3 firearms reported stolen during those break-ins, and police want firearm owners to secure their firearms inside their homes and to never leave them in vehicles. The search for the 3 suspects continues. County law enforcement agencies are working together in an effort to locate and arrest 2 men suspected of having committed a string of armed robberies across the county since late January. Armed robberies have been committed in Fortuna, Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville, and the most recent robbery occurred on Sunday morning at a fast food restaurant in Eureka. Investigators are searching for 2 male adults who use a similar style during the robberies. One of them brandishes a small handgun, while the other grabs cash and other items from the businesses before they flee the scene. It was last Friday morning when 2 men robbed a gas station in McKinleyville and a market in Eureka between 5 and 6:30, and that robbery follows a pattern of early morning incidents that span about 2 hours. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Jordan Christmas has burglary news.
On Wednesday, Humboldt deputies and Eureka police tracked down a male adult who committed burglary at a Union Street residence in Eureka. Deputies spoke with the victim, who reported that 40-year-old Aaron Wagoner pistol-whipped him and then fled in a truck with the victim's belongings. Eureka police later located the unoccupied truck behind the Carter House Inn, and a subsequent search of the area led law enforcement to Wagoner, who then fled the scene on foot into the nearby Greenbelt. NEPD K-9 unit located Wagoner hiding in the brush, and after a brief struggle, he was detained and placed under arrest. He was booked into county jail for burglary, assault with a firearm, as well as resisting arrest.
Thank you, Jordan. Residents and property owners near the Eel River Bar have levied a series of complaints to local law enforcement agencies about the amount of noise, gunfire, pollution, and littering done by visitors to that popular spot. On Wednesday night, Fortuna police report they received several calls regarding explosions, loud bangs, and gunshots from an area along the Eel River, and the department dispatch center, manned by 1 dispatcher and a trainee, had to deal with dozens of both emergency and non-emergency calls regarding the noise. Fortuna police are investigating those reports, and the sheriff's office is also aware of those incidents. Humboldt Bay Fire will hold a badge-pinning ceremony this afternoon at the headquarters on C Street in Eureka. The fire department will recognize numerous promotions, including the recent promotions of Bill Gillespie to fire chief and Bill Reynolds to deputy fire chief. During the ceremony, Humboldt Bay Fire will also swear in 3 new recruit firefighters who will graduate from the department's training academy. 3 new paramedics will also be introduced at the ceremony as well. The event begins at 3:30 this afternoon, and the public is invited. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg and the rest of the Board of Supervisors are working with the County Department of Public Works and the Parks Division on how to fully fund county parks. Insurance rates for local parks soared following a fatal traffic collision in 2013, and the county will pay $90,000 per year for the next 5 years for that insurance. That led to a staff report and a meeting agenda item on what to do with parks, and that included a wide range of options, said Sundberg.
When staff brings us things, they bring us the whole range of options. So they have a staff recommendation of what they think would work the best, but they give the supervisors the whole range of options because that's what we ask for. You know, we say we don't want to put the Band-Aid on. We want to know what the overall fix could be.
Staff recommended that $77,000 be transferred from Public Works to the Parks Division to cover the deficit, and there were other options, as Sundberg pointed out.
When he gave us the range of options, the staff report was to transfer money within the Parks Department, but that takes a 4/5 vote by the supervisors, and then he also gives the whole other end of the spectrum, you know, to we could sell the parks, we could close the park.
Some other options included raising camping and day use fees. And you can hear the entire interview with Supervisor Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.